comedian. He looked cute for Oscar. You know, if you remember Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, he looked cute for Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kill Mike for Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
D.O.S. Kill Mike for Norway, Norway Pacific, Bill and Anderson. Would like to get in on the swap net. That's about it, I guess. Go ahead.
Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MZ, Baton Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native. And when you have a second, can I get a quick Q set with W4DJW, please?
4DOS. Please check in and out K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS. And Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJV, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife Wendy, who's, I think, traveling back from Columbia. That's KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I don't know if she'll check in on Echolink or not. Just checking her in just in case. I'll be in and out. Got to go to bed tonight. And 7-3 to the net.
KI4DOS on a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to W4MHE. That's Mr. Melvin. And his sweet bride, KZ4PAM. That's Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, out there mobile around Simpsonville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And Kevin, just for your information, you got a hum on your signal tonight. I could copy you perfectly, but I just wanted to let you know about that. Also like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband, KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Giggles. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all all are doing well. And K4NNP, Mr. Bill down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And Bill, I'll be back to you just a little bit to get your item for the swap net. When I start the swap net, I'll be back to you right then after formal roll call. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, he's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hang on just a minute and I'll let you call your station. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being here, Pat. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. And Miss Wendy is on her way back home from Columbia this evening. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. WG4MC, Matt, call your station.
WG4MC, hey Dave. WG4MC, W4DJW. Hey Matt, what's up?
Wendy, KN4HTP is going to take the net for me on the Labor Day week. I'm going on a little vacation.
Very good. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I was going to come home and put that on the calendar, but I forgot. So I'm thankful that you reminded me of that, Matt. Appreciate it.
And if Wendy, if you're listening, I do appreciate that. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Gary in the net. WG4MC, appreciate Dave. And KI4DOS, WG4MC, back to net control. Thanks for the time, Gary.
I appreciate you getting in touch with Dave and letting him know. What's the date on that, Matt? Because I normally tell people that you'll be calling on Thursday night, so I'll be sure to make a note to tell them that Wendy will be calling.
November the 9th. That's Labor Day week. I'm taking a little vacation. WG Pharmacy.
All righty, that's not a problem, but I'm glad you're able to take a little time off. You working folks need it every once in a while. I don't ever get a day off myself. But you take care. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, to Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, KN4UBG.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KO4RAX. Mr. Jim over here at Dacusville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KN4UBG, Kevin, go ahead. You were real clear that time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Did that fix the problem? I can't figure out why the, the PL-259 keeps screwing itself off the back of the radio for, but I think I got it tightened back up there, so I got the repeater pretty quiet on your end now, so I just wanted to check, make sure it's quiet on my end, and I'll give it back to you for net.
Well, you fixed the problem, whatever it was. And, well, there's several different ways that you might go about trying to keep that tight, but I ain't going to go into all that right now, but we'll do that later. But glad you got your problem fixed. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Phone up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Enjoy and everybody on there. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
Please check in KG4WDS. That's Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Delta Sierra. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also checking Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We're over here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative and 7-3.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Boy, you are booming in tonight. Good signal, Keith. And KG4WDS, Mr. David in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4UZ, that's Mr. Mike and his sweet bride, AF. 4-E-T. That's Miss Nancy. They're down there in the suburbs of Gray Court. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keys and Seneca, negative negative.
KI4DOS. We check in November 4, Bravo X-ray Bravo, Herb up in Shelby. And I'm going to stick around for the net, the shop net, and I want to change my ad just a little bit.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. I'll be back to you to get your updated on your item on the swap net just a little bit. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Could please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Nate. Tonight. Thank you, Thank you, Gary. I'll get it right in a minute.
Good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on Wednesday night, that's the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4JI, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all over that. 73.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, that's KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville, South Carolina, 73s, and I'm just going to be in and out.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid and Fletcher. Hope you enjoy, or well, good evening to you enjoy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73. For DLM.
Please check in. KO4JKV, that's Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet Kilo Victor. Name is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to everybody on the net.
Like to say good evening, KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KO4IPB, Mr. Paul, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being here, James. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe.
Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary. Please check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments tonight.
I hadn't talked to you in a while. Hope you're doing well. KF4KYI, Mr. Tom over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And my sweet bride hollered in here and said, you better not forget me. That's K3JOY. That's Miss Joy, and she's in the other room reading a book tonight. Well, we've been all the way through the alphabet, so we'll open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Good sir, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Name's Gabriel. I'm in Fletcher Mobile on the interstate. Stopped. Anyway, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Please check in Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Yankee Bravo, Jeff in Greenville, South Carolina. Short time, no traffic.
U.S. in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4TZW. Mr. Gabriel up there, stationary mobile on the interstate in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. You be careful out there on the mobile. And Gabriel, you won the door prize tonight. You were number 50 on my check-in list tonight. Appreciate you being with us and be careful on the mobile. And KC8ZYB, Mr. Jeff over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, he's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a couple of folks that wanted something to do with the swap net tonight. We'll grab those first, and then we'll go see if there's any others. First one up is K4NNP, Mr. Bill down there in Anderson. What can we do for you tonight, Bill?
Yeah, K4DOS, K4NNP. Well, very good, Gary. I've got for sale a ICOM 746 Pro. It's all mode plus 6 meters and 100 watts on 2 liters as well, which I'm actually talking on. Hopefully I'm driving it. I don't normally use this thing on 2 meters, but anyway, I fired it up here. I've got the original manual and everything else. I'm looking for right around $700 for it. That's manual, a microphone, and a power cord. Will not ship it. It's a pickup only here in Anderson. Phone number is 864-367-7345. That's it, Gary. Back to you, K4NNP.
Let me make sure I got all this correct. You have for sale an ICOM 746 Pro. It's all mode, 2-meter, 6-meter HF, all the way through 160 meters. You have the manual, the microphone, and the power cord. It is pickup only, and you would like $700 for it, correct so far?
Well, you've got it, brother. Gary, no problem.
I can reach you at area code 864-367-7345, correct?
Roger, roger.
But does anyone need any feels on this ICOM 746 Pro that Bill just listed? listening herd right now. We'll run this for a few weeks when you sell this transceiver. If you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight up on this end. But thank you for listing it with us. I hope somebody's interested in it real soon. The next one up is Mr. Herb in 4BXB up there in Shelby. Herb, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
In 4BXB here. I had my ICOM 8, ID880H for sale. I'm going to put a new price on it. I just can't use the radio. It's too complicated for me, to be honest with you. Works fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But I can't use it. I'm almost 80 years old. I'm just, I think my brain's all filled up already. I can't put any more in there. Anyway, I'm going to come down on it to $230. $230. I've reduced it $20 there. And if anybody wants this good old radio, I just don't want it. Thank you.
You have for sale an ICOM ID880H. That's a digital dual band 2 meter 440. It does D-Star. You have the power cord, the separation cable, the HM133 hand mic, the mounting brackets, the manual, and the box. And you would like $230 for it, correct, so far?
Correct.
I'm proud of myself tonight. Folks can reach you, Herb, at 704-487-1205, correct?
You're correct. You got it.
Does anyone need any fields on this ICOM ID880H that Herb just dropped the price on? Does anyone need any fields? We'll continue to run this for a few more weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Is there anyone else with anything else that they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC80 desk mic. He said this microphone is almost brand new, but he would like $85 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 555. That's a 50-watt modular transceiver. He has a 20-meter module for it right now. He said it works fine, but the SWR meter does not work, but it transmits and receives fine. And he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Well, I've got on the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate it. All of you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Got to get some more items to put on there. I've had a couple of contacts about some stuff, but they haven't given me what they want to list yet, so I'll have to wait on that. In the meantime, we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Don't have any other check-ins. Don't have anybody listed for a rag to you. Is there anybody out there that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
Well, I got a question for you, Gary.
You want might not be the one you want.
As you know, on Tuesday night, after I close the net down, I'm having that round table session. And, man, I've had some smart people stick around answering questions. Last night, Larry over there in Greer, he stuck around. He's a wealth of information on antennas. But, last night when you checked into the sideband net and half of your antenna was on the ground, Chad, he had stuck around and he was asking how in the world could Gary copy that traffic, and we couldn't even hear you, just very faint. You wouldn't even I didn't even have a one on my signal meter here. But I told Chad that most of the people that handle traffic have an SDR radio there, or at least dongle. Do you use one?
Hey, Walt, there's a weak station in there right down to my noise level. It's KO4G-something-R. Give me the middle letter of your call.
Charles, this is KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo. This is Doug in Greenville. How copy?
Good time, Doug. We got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us there, young man. Hope you're doing well. OIM in the net, KI4DOS. Well, Walt, I don't have a SDR radio. I have an old Yaesu FT840, and that's the one I check into the net with. I'm talking on a Kenwood TS2000 right now, but the Yaesu has a better receive section on it than my Kenwood does, believe it or not. And as far as the receive goes, it was just like if you plugged in one long wire antenna to your center lead and you didn't have a ground on it. But that would, you can receive with just about anything or next to nothing. The transmit, on the other hand, is something else. I have up a super loop, or had up one, and in the upper left-hand corner where the there's a wire, it's just a wire loop antenna. It goes through a dog bone. It just makes a turn through there. It goes from the balun up through the dog bone over to another dog bone in the center. And then it goes down about 30 feet of ladder line, which is shorted at the bottom of the stub. It goes back up to the other side of the dog bone. Goes across down to another dog bone and back down to the balun. If you check the antenna with a meter, it's shorted, but it works real well. But it broke right in the upper left-hand corner. The wire broke, and so my feed line went out to the balun, and it went up to a dog bone, and then across to the second dog bone, and then down the stub, which was in the tree, and the rest of it was laying on the ground. So I found that out, and I, believe it or not, I switched over to my beam antenna. I've got a Mosley TA-33 with the workbands, and I tuned my 40-meter, it's got a 40-meter kit on it, and I tuned my 40-meter beam, which is really a dipole, on my beam, and talked to George after I took the traffic. But my signal went way up after that. But that's the reason you couldn't hardly hear me.
You were way down there. But I know a lot of the handle traffic use a SDR dongle or something to hear the weak signals. I check into South Charles Net every morning, and then I... usually after right before I check in the this net, and if it's not Tuesday night and I'm calling the net, I'll go back up to 3919 and check in with the Goodfellas net up there. Now that's a wealth of information up there too for all these newcomers. But I've had several new hams checking in over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and everybody's thanking me and congratulating me for opening up that round table, because a lot of these new hams don't have Elmers to help them out. Gary, KI4DOS, K4OIM.
Well, and that is a good deal, having a round table like that. This has been a number of years ago now. Larry, KK4JBQ, can tell you that not too terribly many years ago. It's been more than one or two. But after the net closed, just about every night, somebody was on there, and we would talk sometimes till, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. some guys just got off work, you know, they work third shift, and they'd get out in their vehicles and get out there at 11:30, 12 o'clock, and we'd talk to them all the way home and just make sure they didn't get sleepy and that sort of stuff. But those are a lot of fun, and you can learn a lot of good information from those folks that get on there. Matter of fact, I got on there on the round table one night with you for a little bit, and but we had a lot of fun. But, you know, Walt, the folks can do just almost the same thing here on RagChew if they want to. You know, if I'm talking to you and somebody else has got a comment, all they got to do is throw the word comment out. And we'll let them come in and do that during the net time as well. But when you don't have a time limit, it's a whole lot more fun, I think.
SK4OIM. What I'm finding out, Gary, is a lot of the new hams are still kind of bashful. And they're afraid they're going to embarrass themselves with some of the questions they're going to ask. But, like I've heard so many say, the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. But I don't know everything. And last night, KI4LZI, Andy, he stayed in there. And believe it or not, he helped me out. They got off on the discussions about the scanners to listen to the police stations and all. And Andy chimed in there that it all went to 800 megahertz now, and some of them were, the channels were pre-programmed then. And if they wasn't, if the scanner was over 4 or 5 years old, you wasn't going to hear nothing hardly. And I have two scanners here that people have brought me to work on that said they work perfect, and just all of a sudden they just quit. They can't hear nothing. And I tried programming this frequency in, but the thing of it is they all went to the 800 megahertz, and you're not going to be able to program that frequency in on them, the old Radio Shack scanners. So with that, Gary, I've got to get up there and get my medicine. I got physical therapy tomorrow. So KI4DOS, K4OIM, I'll be clear on your phone, Gary.
Not only have they gone to the 800 megahertz, they've gone to trunking and those things randomly, you know, scan themselves and twist around and all of that. So if you don't have one of the newer ones, you're not going to hear anybody. But talking to Andy listened to this repeater for years and years on a scanner before he ever got his license. But Andy is another one that's a wealth of knowledge. Don't take him wrong now. I mean, yeah, you can ask him a question. He can pretty much come up with an answer for it in a lot of times. That Andy, he's a smart fella. We have a whole lot of smart folks out there in Radio Land that sometimes they'll share their knowledge and sometimes they just withhold it for a little bit, you know, to see what happens. But anyway, it all works out. But, Walt, thank you for hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. Hopefully we'll do it again. You take care. Go get your therapy tomorrow and get you some rest tonight before you go do that. And we'll be talking to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it as always there, young man, 73. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K4OIM, KO4NUE.
He cleared out, and he said he was going up to the house to take his medicine and get ready to go to therapy in the morning.
Let me try again, Gary. KI4DOS. This is KO4NUE. I looked at the wrong call. I'm just curious, did K1CJW check in, Roland? I may have missed him, and I just want to know if he checked in or not.
He did not check in with me tonight. He normally checks in, but I haven't heard him tonight.
Shout out for him, because I keep a check on him, and probably give him a call. Would you holler for him, see if he's there?
Call for him. K1CJW, KI4DOS.
I'll give him a call. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Well, you take care, and we'll be getting in touch with you a little bit later. I'm sorry you wasn't able to get Roland tonight, but he didn't check in with me. Anyone else with comments or any other check-ins, call KI4DOS.
BFI.
Don, KG4PFI, Mr. Don down there in Piedmont. What have you been up to? I've had you on my brain here for several days now.
Well, with that little brain you got, I don't think I had much to be on there, right?
Broadcast that out there for everybody else to know it, Don.
You know, I wasn't going to let that pass.
Do that for a fact. How are you and Elizabeth doing?
I'm doing okay. She's not doing too good. She's got a crack in one of her vertebrae in her back. They found it with one of those x-rays or whatever they do there, CPI, CT scan. And she's doing all right, I guess. She can't do a whole lot. I wound up with, I am the chief vacuum cleaner operator, chief bottle and dishwasher, and chief driver, and of course, you know, I love her.
Well, I tell you what, Don, that lady's been with you a long, she's put up with you for a long time, I'll put it that way, and she needs to be taken care of again a little bit. I hate that that she's having trouble with her back. Of course, you know Joy's had back surgery. She had the last three vertebrae in her back fused with a metal cage and a bone graft over that, and rods and screws. And she's got a card that she carries with her when she goes to a metal detector, because it's going to go off. She shows them that card and says, I have metal body parts. You have to let me through.
And that stuff in her, too, it's not in her back, but years ago she had colon cancer, and they took out 12 inches of her colon and pieced it back with stainless steel screws and staples and I don't know what all. But anyway, I just thought I'd say, give you a holler. I haven't checked in quite a while. See if you and Joy's doing okay. Linda and I are still bumping right along. We've been married coming up in March. This March, we'll be married 62 years, so I don't know. I guess if I know that's going to live this long, I took better care of myself.
I don't doubt that a bit in the world, Don. But congratulations, golly. There are very few people out there that can say they've been married 62 years. That is just absolutely marvelous in my book. I won't be able to say that unless I live to be about 200. But I'll tell y'all about that at another date and time. But I'm glad that you and Linda are hanging in there and doing so well. And I started to call you, today's Wednesday, I started to call you Monday. And I said, well, I don't know, he might have a doctor's appointment or something. So I've just been procrastinating, and I haven't gotten around to it yet. But I was going to call you and bump your gums for a little bit.
Call me. I mean, I still got my real teeth. I don't have no gums to bump, but I can bump my teeth. Now, Linda and I met in the first grade, 1947. And I chased her till she caught me there.
And that completely, and you've been enjoying every minute of it ever since, too, haven't you?
she don't beat me on top of the head for not doing what she told me to.
But for rolling pins and iron frying pans, us men wouldn't know what to do or know when we done something wrong.
Let me get out of the way here, and they may be somebody else wants to check in on your net there. KG4PFI, just kind of listen and see what's going on.
Well, Don, in case you don't know, our buddy AK, W4AKG, my neighbor over here, he fell the other night and broke his hip. He had surgery. He is doing well from that. Still in a good bit of pain. He's going to, they thought he might get out of the hospital Thursday to go to rehab, but now they say it's probably be Friday. I talked with Teresa earlier today, and she said they're going to move him from there to Piedmont, believe it or not, to a rehab place down there. But she said they won't let him have any visitors. So anyway, he'll be down there close to you doing some rehab on his hip.
Hear that. You know, he bought my radio, MKG2 that I had, but I didn't know he had failed. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. I hope everything's going to go well for him. And anyway, I'll get out of the way. You may be somebody else in there wanting to talk, and I guess my teeth done bumped enough here. And I hope you enjoy doing okay, KG4PFI, and check my wife in, KG4QLQ. That's Linda. In fact, she's out there with the dog right now trying to make her do her thing. That dog weighs 130 pounds now. KG4PFI clear.
Son, you better get out there and help her with that dog. With her back, if that dog jerks her just right, she's going to be hurting bad. We don't want that to happen. But I got Linda checked in and got you also. Enjoy talking with you there, young man. I'll give you a call in the next day or two on the telephone. We can sit there and see how many stories we can tell. But you and Linda have a great evening. What's left of it, tell Miss Linda, I said, take care of that back, and you take care of all the rest of it. Do the vacuuming and the mopping and all the other stuff that you have to do. Drive her around and say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to keep her happy. That way she won't bang on your head. But you take care, Don. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4GWR, standing by.
Bliss. KA4ROW, Richard and Grable, good evening to you. Thank you for being here. 73.
04DOS, KA4 Gulf City Romeo, I'm coming. Over.
There to you, this is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Grable. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well there, young man. K4GWR, Doug, go ahead.
I appreciate the time, and just had a question regarding the next get-together or kind of an open net round table where each question can be asked, or is that something we are doing as we speak? Over.
Walt, K4OIM, normally does that after the net on Tuesday nights. Just after we close the net out, just get out there and throw your call out. Maybe somebody will come back to you, and you can start one of your own. As far as I know, the next planned one will be next Tuesday night after the Walt's net on Tuesday night.
That's in for KO4GWR, Doug. I have a good copy, and I sure appreciate it. Always enjoy checking into the net. I'll copy. Over.
Well, glad you were able to copy that, and hope that you can get in there with Walt and some of the other folks. Like I said, they just get out there and throw your call sign out, and say, liable to be somebody to come back, just start your own little round table. That's always fun. We've done that several times. I was going out to the store the other day, threw my call sign out, and then somebody came back, and then there's another one or two come back in there, and we talked until I got to the store, and then I had to get out and go in, but it was kind of a short two-so, but we enjoyed it. I always do.
Yeah, 10-4, I always enjoy the nets, and especially one as well operated as this one. However, I am trying to upgrade equipment, and I have a Motorola, I believe it's a Motorola URC-200, I believe, and not get a manual with it, and not be able to check it to the nets on it. Using my handheld PRC-125, but just need some information on my new radio.
Trying to think, I used to know a couple of folks that worked on those Motorolas, but I can't think of who they are right off the top of my head. My brain's quit working tonight. It's going on shutdown, I guess. Gosh, I can't remember. Mandel's Call. Fellow lives over in Pickens. He used to work on a Mandel. And I can't remember his call right off the top of my head. If Andy was on here, Andy could tell you. But Mandel might be able to help you with that. I'm not sure.
It's 10-4. I'm currently speaking on a handheld. Are you familiar with the PRC-152 radio?
Not familiar with that particular one. But that doesn't mean anything, but I'm not familiar with it.
Yes, and for it's the PRC-52 made by Harris, and it's a handheld tactical radio. But I have a base station unit that I have been operating on above, but it's a new Motorola I'm trying to get up and running.
Well, if you're on here during the day sometime or on sometime at night, if you hear Andy, K-I-4-L-Z-I, ask him and he'll be able to tell you Mandel's call. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But Mandel used to work on those Motorolas, so I think, if my brain's working right. And he may be able to help you out with that.
Good copy, and I appreciate it. Come back and the conversation. And 1673 call is going to be KO4, going with Romeo, Stephen Hall, and 1732R.
4 DOS, and 4 CHY.
CHY, go ahead.
I believe Mandel is WR4XM, is that not correct?
Not correct, WR4XM. I do appreciate that.
I remembered it a while since I heard from him, but WR4XM rung a bell for some reason. It just kind of popped into my old brain. I wanted to pass that along to you. I'll be clear back to you. Yeah, 4DOS, KN4CHY.
Well, I do appreciate you jumping in there with that. I couldn't remember it for some reason tonight. I'm just, I don't know. I'm just getting tired, I guess. But Doug said he got it, so maybe he and Mandel can get together sometime. I hope they can. But thanks for coming back to me and giving me that call.
For 10-4, that was...
Whiskey Radio 4 X-Ray Mike. WR4XM, his name is Mandel. And you don't have to use 10 codes on the ham radio. Not picking at you, but we don't do that. We use Q signals sometimes, but really the cue signals are for CW, but we got bad habits with hams and as hams, and we put out some of those every once in a while. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Hope that helped you out some. And good talking with you. Hopefully we'll be able to do that again soon. Have a good evening, and you be careful out there. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Zulu, KO4MWZ. This is Daniel and Taylor's checking in.
Yes, KK4JDQ.
Right back to you. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4MWZ, Mr. Daniel over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, go ahead.
I don't know if the gentleman that was there early looking for someone to repair a Motorola is still listening, but for your information as well, I believe Kenny Sands used to repair Motorola radios. He was very good at it. KA2AXQ is his call. I believe we asked for clarification. The name is Ken. Call sign phonetically is Kilo Alpha 2 Alpha X-ray Quebec. Copy?
Good copy. KO4
Here, back to you, KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I wanted to ask you, have you heard from Ken? I have not heard Ken on the net, and gosh, I couldn't tell you when. It's been a long time. I have not heard Ken.
KI4DOS, KK4JBQ. You're right to wonder. I have not heard about him or from him. I don't think he's been on this frequency in at least a year and a half. I do hope he's well. When this issue came up, I went to the to the internet locator we all know and use, and his call is licensed to expire last year. And I'm a bit concerned that that he's still among us, but I'm not sure. I just thought I would add that little bit of information to the net. KK4JBQ.
Appreciate that, but I have not heard Ken in a long time. And I had a phone number for him. I tried to call it, and it had been disconnected. And I've been meaning to get with Andy to see if he might have heard from him over there with the Pickens group or something of that nature. But I hadn't done that either, so I'm falling down on my responsibilities. But appreciate you coming in there remembering Ken. Like I said, I did not know he worked on those. I knew he worked on a bunch of stuff, but I didn't know he worked on Motorola's. But I do appreciate you bringing that to Doug's attention. And maybe if Ken's still around, if him or Mandel can't get him going, maybe they can get him to someone that can. But I do appreciate it, Larry. Hope you and Donna are doing well, and y'all take care. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. But folks, had a grand total of 57 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with me. Come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.